Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So yesterday evening, five counties, Carlow, Kilkenny, Cork, Tipperary and Waterford, they were under a Metair and yellow thunderstorm warning, and conditions in Waterford saw over 30 millimetres of rain fall in just 20 minutes, and that caused flash floods to block roads and collapse ditches. I'll chat to Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather in a minute, but first I'm joined on the line by Kevin Luby, who's a farmer in West Waterford. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Claire.
So where are you and what did you see? What happened?
We're just outside Capuquin in West Waterford, between Capuquin and Lismore, beside the River Blackwater. Mm-hmm. Around 6 o'clock yesterday evening, the sky went unbelievably dark, just kind of the northeast of us, and we had 33 mil of rain fell in about 20 minutes, in a very small local area, really, where it didn't fall 6 or 7 miles east of us, or it didn't fall 10 or 15 miles west of us. It was just a very kind of a freak event, and unfortunately we were caught in the middle of it.
So swamped. I mean, that's 33 mil of rain. Put that into context, and I know you know about this because you have a rain gauge on the farm, so you know exactly how much rain you should be getting, right?
Yeah. Like normally, I suppose our month of May, around here, we might kind of get maybe 60, 70 mil for the whole month. We're high enough rainfall area anyway.
Yeah.
But this month has been, or sorry, should I say, since last June, it has been unbelievable amount of rain has fallen. We've had the last 6 days, including yesterday's rain, we've had the best part of 100 millimetres.
Extraordinary.
In the locality, yeah, a couple of thunderstorms were the problem.
So how much harm did this do yesterday?
As I said, it's a very localised event where down around Dungarvan, they were harvesting silage all day yesterday and are still out this morning. Up our side, you wouldn't even look at the field, not to mind walk into it. It did a good bit of damage, Claire, to freshly planted crops, mainly grass seeds, planted in the last maybe 10, 15 days. Maize crops, fodder bee crops have all taken a fierce hammering from this, where there was a lot of fresh clay, freshly planted crops, and I've taken a fair battering from this.
Okay, and I mentioned as well roads blocked because, you know, some of that soil would have collapsed out onto the road, would it?
Yeah, that's it exactly. Yeah, we unfortunately had a field of grass seed sown last Wednesday week. They were coming up beautifully. I only went to see them Saturday and I was admiring it, how nice a job we'd done. It got an awful washing. Yeah, there was probably, I think yesterday was easier, 100 ton of silt and stone and topsoil washed out of that field down across, channels cut down that field out onto the road, and mm-hmm. it blocked the road actually yesterday even for a while. Yeah, okay.
You won't have to put the cows back in, will you, because of this?
No, we won't have to put them in, but we have some low-lying valley floor land by the river, great summer ground, but unfortunately that's not playing ball at all this spring, so as a result we are extremely tight on grass for cows. So look, hopefully we won't have to resort to feeding silage for a few days till the folks are out again, but it's been very, very challenging right away through since last autumn.
All right. Well, Kevin, thanks for telling us about it and the best of luck to you trying to deal with the aftermath of it.
Yeah.
Alan O'Reilly, as I said, from Carlow Weather is with us. And Kevin was telling us there just how localised this was yesterday, Alan.
Yes, indeed. These thunderstorms are particularly local events and very sporadic in where they kind of hit. But they can be very slow moving, and as Kevin's report of 33 millimetres in 20 minutes shows how intense these torrential downpours can be. They did pop up in a few other areas down across the south and southeast. I had one in Tullow the first one of the day with the thunder and lightning there, but then it was really South Kilkenny, Waterford and into Cork, many parts of Cork seen them yesterday.
And there's more thunderstorms on the way tomorrow.
There's more today and tomorrow. So yellow thunderstorm warning has been issued by Met Éireann for today from 2 o'clock, which is primarily for the northwest, but some parts of the Midlands as well could see it. So it's Longford, Connacht, Donegal, Cavan, that kind of general area today. Now you could see one or two pop up in another county, especially in the Midlands, but tomorrow looks even more likely to see more thunderstorms, and they are more likely to be more widespread. So there is a risk of these kind of flash flooding events, but they're notorious difficulty to in terms of forecasting, Claire, where they hit, because, you know, have you heard there, they can hit one townland and miss another, but there is a real risk of more torrential downpours, unfortunately, today and especially tomorrow.
All right, so very hard to predict where they might land, but as we heard from Kevin, the damage they can do when they do hit can be extraordinary.
Yes, they really can. And, you know, even I had reports last week as well, at the end of the week, thunderstorm, you know, there was a shop that was overcome with the volume of water because, you know, the gutters and that just can't handle the volume of water. And that's what happens then, is it starts flowing in places that you wouldn't expect it. And obviously, Kevin, with freshly sown crops, you know, the soil is loose and it can be washed down. So you can get these flash flooding events, and they don't have to be near a river. They don't have to be any area that's flooded in the past. They are kind of, that's why they're called flash flooding. They're just one-off events.
All right, well, we'll watch out for more of that today and indeed tomorrow. Alan O'Reilly there from Carlow Weather, and Kevin Luby, who we heard from in West Waterford just a moment ago. Coming up next, Vet Sarah Boland will be here.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.